We do want to give you as a creator as much power as you can over your experience, and one of the first things we're going to do is give you access control. In the first version, it would most likely be like only your friends and your friend list can access this experience that you created. But the long-term plan here is like for you can actually decide, like, if you're going to join my experience, you have to wear black clothes or white clothes or pink clothes or whatever. You're going to get that power, so you can decide all that.
Can you expand a little bit on the whole idea of access control? Do you, for example, envision groups that have varying access? How do you picture questions like people paying, you know, ongoing subscriptions versus one-time access and so forth?
Yeah, I can actually say yes and yes and yes to all that. All that will arrive. We're just working very hard to get the first person out, which will just be like your friends list. But that's going to grow, basically. Like, once you have your friends list, you'll be able to, like, group is a bigger product to create, but it's something we definitely have on the roadmap, and I hopefully, like, coming sooner than later as well.
Awesome.
But it's a big project to work on to get groups together. Like, Facebook took a long time to build their groups platform, but it's, yeah, you should be able to do that. And subscriptions, of course, you know, we want you to kind of sign up monthly, week. You should be able to set that in an easy way yourself. That's all the power we want you to have success for as a creator, so you can do that. And it's all in the plans to do.
Hey Bjorn, on the concept of access and giving the experience owner more control, do you envision us being able to completely customize the UI and things like HUDs, like holdable menus that we get to customize for the VR users as well?
I was actually just going to talk about that. Yes, that's something we are actually discussing how to do. So some things will also be there, like you won't be able to kind of remove like the UI for closed sensor and stuff like that, stuff that needs to be in there for the app, for the whole machinery to work. But you should definitely be able to make all those things to set kind of a UI in your experience. Very, very important. So you can do your HUDs and your stats charts and all that.